My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My partner Dan Menigan in today for Andy Baskin. We had some good stadium talk for about an hour there, and it's going to continue. There's a lot to be done in this whole situation, a lot to be resolved, a lot to be determined. When will it happen? What happens? Stay tuned. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, and you can read all of his fine work at brownzone.com. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
All right, Scott.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are well.
Before another day of urban planning, my friend.
Yeah. Before we get to all the stuff with the team, do the Haslams have any interest in building what it is they want to build in Brook Park in downtown Cleveland? That's one thought that I haven't heard an answer to.
It's a good question. I know that they looked into that and deemed that there was no place in downtown feasible for the dome. You know, they checked, and that thing they sent out last week, they mentioned how they Brook Lakefront was not feasible, that they couldn't do it on the current site. You know, I know that people talked about the post office, and apparently they didn't think that was doable. And I don't know if that's because some of those sites could only do a stadium as opposed to everything the Haslams want to do around it, right? The hotels and the apartments and the retail and the restaurants. So I don't know. But they've deemed that there's not a location. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that's just stadium that there's not a good location for, or all the things that they want to do around the Dome Stadium.
Scott, when the county came out with that statement, essentially, I kind of read it twice, and it felt like they're just doing nothing but shaking their fist, and, you know, basically going, "Ooh, I don't like what you're doing here." Ooh, is that about the way you took it as well?
No, but I get where you're going with that. But I guess my thought is, I don't know if it's the county's responsibility that they have to come up with a better solution for the Browns, right? I know the city is working on that, right? And they talked about giving the money for the renovation. And I took it as the county is on board with the renovation of the current site, just not moving or not putting a new stadium in Brook Park. They want to keep that as an anchor to the city and an anchor to the region downtown. So, you know, I think that's all part of it. Whether, you know, I don't know what the intent was. You know, I think it's probably not good for anybody that all this stuff is public, right? And it's not just behind the scenes, but it probably speaks to where the negotiations and where the state of state of the project is.
Scott Petrak joining us. Let's talk some football, shall we?
Yeah.
The three quarterbacks in the preseason game against Green Bay, I thought, looked quite competent. Can you take anything like, okay, they were competent against backups and third stringers, and I think maybe DTR more than anyone had a light shining on him in that game. Your reaction to how they played?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Jeff. It's so hard, right, when you get in the preseason because you're not playing against starters. And by the time DTR was in the game, you know, it's third and fourth stringers, right, for the Packers. Having said that, you know, I think you know what you're going to get from Winston. I think he's a capable backup in this league. And I think he looked fine in that one series, you know, let him do a field goal. I think he's looked fine throughout training camp. You know, there's ups and downs like there's for everybody. That's how his career's gone. There are some wild throws that he makes. And I think it was obvious last week that he has a good influence on everybody around him, right? And I think that's a big part of why LeBron signed him. When it comes to DTR, like I said, it's hard to read too much into it because of who he was going up against. Having said that, I feel that it was another step in what's been a really good camp for him. And I think that's important coming off not only the injury, right? So he missed a bunch of the offseason program because of the hip he suffered on Christmas Eve. But he didn't look good in those three games he played last year, right? There's the late drive against Pittsburgh, the debacle in his first start against the Ravens. And then, you know, he was okay against Denver, but they lost that game and he got hurt. And he wasn't particularly good that game. So I know I entered this training camp thinking, you know, I don't know if DTR's got a spot on this team. And he still might not. He might lose that battle to Tyler Huntley. But I feel like DTR has established himself as, okay, he is a capable player in this league. And my guess is right now that he would win that number three job because the Browns liked him when they drafted him. I think he's gotten better. I think they think he's gotten better. And they think he has a future.
Well, and on top of that, Scott, I wonder if the Josh Dobbs situation of last year played into it where they were able to trade him to a team with a hurt quarterback that got hurt later on, and they were like, great, this is an asset that we can move on to get another asset back. And I wonder if Tyler Huntley also fits that mold. Maybe he's just the next in the, you know, for lack of better terminology, Josh Dobbs, where we're just waiting for an injury.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. But I think when they signed Huntley, it was St. Patrick's Day. I think it was twofold, that they just thought he was a valuable quarterback, you know, a good experienced quarterback that could have value down the road. And I think there were questions about DTR, whether it was given from his last season's performance and he was still recovering from the hip. So it made sense to bring Huntley in. They did not want to be shorthanded. They learned that you have to have three quarterbacks, right, when they went through all those injuries last year. So I think that's how it could play out with Huntley is – they get an offer and they move him. But I think there are multiple reasons why they brought him in to begin with.
Scott Petrak's joining us from BrownZone.com, the Chronicle-Telegram. Defensively, the other night, anything stand out to you at all? Anybody, Mike Hall, we had a first look at Mike. I thought he was competent. But I think it's easy to see guys on offense in a preseason game. I think it's really tough in a scheme defensively, Scott, to see anybody. Did anybody stand out to you?
No, I'm with you, Jeff. I think you see, you know, sometimes guys flash. It's easier to flash, right, when you're away from the chaos of inside and the interior and the right. D-line, right? You're playing corner and you shut somebody down, you go, okay. You know, a lot of times I think in preseason it's important who's getting what reps and who's with, you know, who slides up to the second team, right? With Denzel Ward and Greg Newsom the second out, and Cam Mitchell didn't play either. You had Khalif Elassie got the start at corner, right? Which means the Browns, if not, they don't either love him or really like him, or they want to see what he's got, right? So you put him out there against some Packer starters. You let him play. He played a decent number of snaps. And I thought the same thing with Michael Woods, the second on offense. You know, yeah, he didn't play it all last year, so you want to get him some reps, but you also want to get a good long look at guys like that that you think have some upside. They're fighting for roster spots. So, you know, I thought Hall was fine. I thought it was important that he was in on those three straight run stops right when the Packers went. It was like second one, third and two, fourth and one, and they got stuffed all three plays, and the Browns got the ball back in the first quarter. Hall was a part of that, right? And people wonder about his ability to stop the run. So I did think that was one takeaway from that side of the ball.
Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can also read it on BrownZone.com. So Luke Whipler seems to be the guy who came out with an injury of pretty decent significance. Browns decided to go out and make a move for Nick Harris. What does that tell you about the Luke Whipler injury, and why bring back an old friend?
Yeah, it tells me, you know, Whipler's going to miss significant time, whether it's the whole season or not. It might be too early to say. And it's says they didn't have a whole lot of depth at center, right? And that was obvious. The guy that went in for Mac Johnson, who got here during camp, the Browns list him as a guard. He had played some center in the past. I talked to him after the game. He said, and that he'd come from the UFL and he played some center in the UFL. Besides that, you start thinking, okay, can Zach Zinter do it, right? The rookie guard from Michigan who practiced at Michigan at center, but had never played in a game. You know, the Browns are also missing Michael Dunn. So they were down. You need a backup center. Brian Allen, who they brought in, is a veteran in the offseason. He got hurt. So they needed to go get somebody, or else it was going to be really makeshift. And Harris just made sense. He was on the bubble in Seattle. You could get him for almost nothing, and he should slide right in. And they liked him when he was here. He's got some versatility, can play that big fullback for you. So I think it just makes too much sense not to do it.
I wonder what he's thinking right now. And you're right. You know, they just signed Connor Williams to be their starting center, and then Nick was competing to be the backup, and that didn't seem to be going well. On the other hand, he's back in Seattle where he went to school at Washington, and maybe he really liked that idea.
Yeah, I think you have to be real. And Nick talked a little bit earlier. He wasn't assured a spot up there. And I'm not even sure he's assured a spot here, but the odds are better, right? You're coming in, you think you can be that backup guy. So I think you go where the opportunity is. There is a comfort level here with him, and I think it's probably the best for both sides.
Scott Petrak's joining us. Plans at quarterback this week with the workouts with the Minnesota Vikings.
You're going to get a bunch of Deshaun Watson. That was, one of the takeaways from the Kevin Stefanski Zoom on Sunday is it's going to be a lot of starters for starters in the two joint practices. And he said Deshaun Watson will get the vast majority of the reps. So we know he's not going to play against the Vikings. None of the starters, or at least most of the starters, won't, because they're going to get so much work during the week. And this is a good, really good gauge, I think, for Watson, where he is in this comeback. Not just physically, but mentally, comfort with the offense, how he's throwing the ball, all those things. You got a new defense to look at. I think this is a big 2 days, just in general, right? The two most important days of training camp, but in particular for Deshaun Watson.
You think in the future, as they move away from preseason games, we see more joint practices with teams?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing more and more of that, right? I think, I forget who it was. Is it the Saints and the Cowboys? Or maybe the Rams and the Cowboys had joint practices, then they played. Then they're going to have more joint practices, I think. There's issues with those two, right? There's too many fights. You got to be careful about the tackling. You know, it's not tackling to the ground, so you've missed that. But I think there is a happy medium. And with Kevin Stefanski, it's been one. Now, maybe if you reduce the preseason to two games, maybe you do add a second team to do that. Because I think the work's more valuable than a normal training camp practice, but you have to be careful, right? It's more intense. You got to gauge, do you get guys hurt, right? Where's your roster from a health standpoint? Those kind of things.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time today.
Talk soon. Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. You can read all of Scott's coverage of the Browns. He's incredible. Does a great job. He's all over it. And he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up right around 1:20, 1:30 today. So we'll hear from Kevin coming up momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps as the Browns getting ready on Wednesday to start practices with the Minnesota Vikings, and then the game, preseason game number 2, coming up on Saturday, 4:25 at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.